Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.
We're joined now by David Moore, founder of Astronomy Ireland, and one of the country's best-known astronomy experts. He's here to tell us about a rare and cheerful sight in the sky this week, a smiley face. Good morning to you, David. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
This is a triple conjunction. It's a rare and special event in astronomy. What is happening? Where are we going to see this smiley face and when, David?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of traction on the internet, but it's going to be quite low from Ireland. It's actually happening again a month later, on the 24th of May. We'll get a better view of that. But if you're over in the United States, where the story sort of originated from, you'll have Venus, the Moon, and Saturn making what looks like a smiley face, because the Moon will be a very thin crescent, almost like a smile on its side, with Venus and Saturn above it looking like two eyes. So the classic sort of emoji smiley face. And the only problem is, I don't think they warned people enough, is that Venus is about 200 times brighter than Saturn. So it has one eye open and one eye closed. So if you do want to try and see it, it's this Friday morning. You'll have to get up around 5:30 a.m. and look very low over in the east in twilight, morning twilight. And you'll see a lovely thin crescent moon, if you have a clear horizon, with Venus above it from where Ireland is concerned. So it won't look quite like a smiley face.
How often do they occur, David? How often do these triple conjunctions occur? And does this one on April the 25th have special significance?
Not anything other than a beautiful sight to see, a spectacle of nature. So it doesn't really mean anything. The Moon is about less than 500,000 kilometres away. Venus is 60 million kilometres away, 150 times further. And Saturn is a whopping 1,500 million kilometres away. That's 25 times Venus distance. So it's actually only just a line of sight effect. If you could see it from a different perspective in space, you'd see that the three aren't anywhere near each other at all. It's just from the Earth. They happen to line up. They're quite rare to get two planets passing each other and then to add the Moon in exactly when they're doing that. We're actually going to get something similar happening Saturday week, when Mars lines up with the Beehive star cluster. Now, this is something you can see, the cluster with the naked eye. Mars is one of the brightest things in the sky. And if you've got a pair of binoculars, you'll see Mars amongst a star cluster. It's going to make for some stunning photographs. So there's always interesting things like this happening. This one will be best seen from North America because they're further south. From Ireland, we're just going to see really the Moon with Venus above it on Friday morning. It'll be tricky to see, and of course here, the weather's the big problem. To get a sky clear down to the horizon is really asking a lot. But if you're up at about 5:30 and you see it, try snap it with your camera phone and do send it into Astronomy Ireland magazine to get published.
And what does this kind of celestial event, David, tell us about the movements and the orbits of the planets?
Well, one thing it tells us is that they work like clockwork. I mentioned the weather there. The problem with the weather is it's what's called a chaotic system. It's very hard to predict, especially cloud cover, to be fair to meteorologists. But in astronomy, the motions of the planets, we can predict them forwards and backwards by thousands of years to great accuracy. And they've actually been used to determine the exact time of historical events. Probably the most classic, famous one is, what was the Star of Bethlehem? Well, we know, if it was an astronomical phenomenon, exactly what it was, a coming together of, in that case, Jupiter and Saturn. And they did it in the year 7 BC. And we can even tie down to the nearest few hours when Christ was born, if it was linked to an actual astronomical event. And that was a Tuesday, the 15th of September in the year 7 BC, which is not heresy. The church accepts that he certainly wasn't born on December 25th, and he certainly wasn't born in 1 AD. There were historical errors made when the Christian calendar was set up around 500 or 600 years after Christ's birth.
Right. Look, I've been asked to ask you why the planets appear to align this way and what causes them to come so close together in the sky. You may well have answered that question for me earlier. You've given me so much information, but just in case listeners put that question in for you, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going around the sun every year. That's the definition of a year. So your birthday, your anniversaries, they're all astronomical events. And the other planets move at different speeds. So Saturn takes 30 years to go around the sun. You wouldn't get many birthday presents if you lived on Saturn. Venus goes around every 8 months. It's closer to the sun than we are. So they've got all these things whirling around. And remember, there's eight planets, including the Earth. So there's a chance for them to line up, two or three of them anyway. We had this planet parade early in the year when all eight planets, including the Earth, were in... You could see them all on the same evening at the same time. In fact, I was very lucky with the weather back then. We managed to get a photograph of it. It's actually in the next issue of the magazine, showing all the eight planets seen from Ireland. It was seen from other parts of the world, but adding factor in the Irish weather, you only had a few evenings to get them. We were very lucky indeed. That's a nice historic photo that'll be in the magazine. So it's just everything whirling around. Let the computers work it all out. We look at what's coming up every month, and we have simple diagrams you can see with the naked eye, maybe a pair of binoculars, every yeah. month. So if you don't want to miss anything, get Astronomy Island magazine.
Yeah, and you preempted my next question, which is, and we've spoken about this before, how best to observe all of this? What do you need? You mentioned binoculars. How far can you go with this?
Yeah, well, what we love in the magazine is to predict things that you can see with the naked eye. So there's a Lyrid meteor shower on last night and tonight. It's a very slow-moving affair, so you'll even see a few for the next few nights. There's the Eta Aquarius meteor shower. You have to get up close to dawn again for that one, coming up next week. These are naked eye things. The planets lining up with the moon, you see with the naked eye. And if you get a pair of binoculars, and today you can get a very good pair, 10 by 50 millimeter is the tip, and they'll cost less than 30 quid. 20 to 30 quid should get you a brand new pair. They're nearly 100 times more powerful than your eyes, fantastic for astronomy, and great for other things as well, bird spotting, nature, landscapes, horse racing, whatever. They're great binoculars, not really designed for astronomy, just for that price. It's the first telescope everybody should buy. I always use mine, yeah. even though I've got lots of telescopes as well.
Yeah, your enthusiasm knows no bounds, and I've known you for many years at this stage now, and every time you come on, we get reaction to you being on and encouraging people to get involved in this. And look, the future is bright, but for those who missed you mentioning at the start of it, it's 2 days' time, it's April the 25th. What do we need to do? Where do we need to be? What time is it going to happen?
Well, set your alarm clock for about 5 a.m. The best view should come for the east coast of Ireland around about 5:30. If you're up to that time, or you get up shortly thereafter, just set the alarm clock a little bit earlier. And if it's clear, you look due east, or just where the sunrise glow is getting strong. You're looking for Venus. It's a brilliant star-like object, 100 times brighter than any star in the sky. I was walking home after taking some pictures of a new comet at dawn a few weeks ago, and there was Venus just sitting there waiting to be looked at. So that's easy to see. Just below it then you may see a very thin crescent moon, and if I think you might need your binoculars from Ireland, you'll see to the upper right of the, to the lower right of the moon, Saturn. But really I think most people are going to see Venus and the moon with the naked eye. If they've got a pair of binoculars, you might see Saturn. It's 200 times dimmer. And that's Friday morning around 5:30. And get your camera phone out. Take a snap. They're very powerful camera phones these days. An awful lot of pictures in our magazine are taken with camera phones. And then you've got a permanent record. And you can share it with all your friends and family as well. Something we weren't able to do decades ago. But I tell you, Astronomy Island magazine wants to see any Irish photos in particular. I'm sure there'll be lots of others from other parts of the world where it's higher up and they usually have clearer skies.
Thank you, David. As always, a pleasure to talk to you. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland.